Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my God. Okay, so.
Radio tonight, we have a bird. Oh my man, we have a bird. Girl, I can keep it. Y'all know how I do. I can say bird to 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning. We have a bird awesome guest tonight. I'm not gonna tell you who she is right now. I'm gonna go ahead and introduce my co-host right quick. But all I gotta say, ladies, is get in tune. It is about to go down. Teddy, go ahead and tell everybody how was your day.
Y'all know who it is. It's Teddy calling out of 757. Stand up. My day was lovely. You know, I had to do some homework, but I'm good. How was your day, Casey?
My day was awesome. Man, look, I don't know if everybody heard the good news for the week, but, yeah, we're going to have some pretty awesome guests between the next 3 weeks. Nastasia from Bad Girls Club will be here on this coming Thursday. Yes, we're looking at Wanda Braxton. And next, I'm not telling y'all no more. Y'all just got to stay tuned in. That's all I'm going to say. All right? But yeah. Let's talk about the person tonight. Let's talk about this very interesting, loving, awesome look. I don't think y'all are ready for who we're about to introduce. Matter of fact, I'm not going to introduce her. I'm going to let her introduce herself. So, guess, talk to the people.
Hi. I don't know what to say besides that right now. I told you I'd freeze up. I told you I knew I was going to do it, but I'm here. But no, my name is Lolita. I live in Baltimore. For those of y'all who are listening or whatever that don't know of me or heard of me or whatever, I'm a promoter here for the LGBT community. I am 35. I do a lot more than just both parties. The parties that I do have, they are promoted for, you know, peaceful events. You make sure people have places to go without drama. You know, I can't stop everything. So every now and then, like anywhere else, you know, we have our issues, but it's not likely to happen. Or people know to come to us before anything do go wrong to stop it from, you know, prevent it from anything happening and stuff of that nature. But they also teach you how to be free without being judged, besides, you know, the teaching of my everyday word of how to just be yourself and not worry of people judging you, criticizing you, or even if so, how to get past to not care when they do stuff like that to keep yourself basically from trouble. I'm done.
So you got me over here ready to listen to Mo.
Right?
No, man. That's what I'm talking about. Positivity is in the building. That's just what, exactly what we are looking for at She's On Radio. See, I would interview you first, but I'm not. I'm going to let Teddy interview you.
Okay.
And I would say my questions last, but go ahead, Teddy. Talk to her.
My question to you is, the first one, well, how long you been, you know, a promoter in the LGBT community?
Actually, it'll be going on about 3 years.
Okay.
About 3 years, yeah.
Okay. Well, I was talking to you earlier. Tell everybody about the vampire life, you know, about you.
The other part of me, which is like 8 other people, but that particular person. I'm going to try to break it down without leaving out too much, I guess. To start it from start to finish, like I said, like majority of people, even I'm not going to just stay here, but even around different states, like I got people literally from Africa to Europe, France, whatever, like all on my page. So depending on who pays attention and who don't, basically I would say already knows about the whole vampire lifestyle of me. Of course, you have people that practice being anything, witchcraft, whatever, you know, stuff of that nature, but it's deeper than a practice. This is not something that I choose to do. This is not something that I even known about. Like, it started almost, I'm going to say, about 8 years ago, where it was called an awakening, because, I mean, I already had the different, like, little different abilities already, basically, of, like, reading of the minds, basically, that's, like, can't read a person's future. It's always mainly the person's past. And basically, when it happened, I didn't know what was going on, how to deal with certain things, to find out questions I had to write to somebody that I knew of to see if, you know, you can give me answers and stuff like that. Long story short, basically she gave me a rundown of everything. And dealing with that particular society, I guess you could say, like, cause I'm alone. I don't deal with others, I guess you could say, that are involved into it, and like might do parties and like, because New York is really, really popular with the whole vamp lifestyle. Like, they have major parties, like, it'd be off the hook. It'd be crazy. But I never stepped into that side of it because I'm okay where I'm at with it. Like, I don't want to belong to nobody, put it like that. Like, they call them not cults, but they have, each of them have their own little groups, put it that way. And I've had a few that have come and tried to get me off of Facebook and stuff like that. Made little threats because everybody wants to determine who's real and who's fake, and I like, mind your business and just worry about you. Like, and yes, the whole blood drinking, I do. That's not something that I've done any and everybody. And hold on for a minute. Can you call me, mother? If you call me. Yeah, I'm not even going to try to whisper shit. But yeah, so who was I? The whole blood drinking and the abilities that comes along with it. Like I said, I can read the past of people. I am an empath as well, and that is somebody who can feel everybody's or certain people's emotions when they're around you. If somebody is hurt or feeling bad, I can tell them exactly why. I can feel their pain. I might even cry without them even knowing that I noticed. Like, there's been times when I've been on the internet and I'll make a status about somebody who might have been thinking about killing themselves, and like 5 minutes or 10 minutes later, they are inboxing, and you know, we talk about the issues. Like, it happens over the internet where I can feel stuff and I can read through text messages when people are lying to me. I can feel their emotions of how they are, like if somebody's being smart, or it's a lot. So as far as like dreams, and mind you, stuff like this only really happens when somebody is in tune with me, very curious, intrigued to the point where though they want to always know or know more, basically. It don't just happen to any and everybody. That's only, if they, like I said, if they're in tune to want to know more about me or studying me or, you know, have liking towards me of that nature. And, like, the dreams, I can enter dreams. There's been plenty of stories that I've had where people, you know, wrote to me and told me about the dreams they had had. Like, I can actually be in the same place as a person without me really being there, like the astral projection, you know, all that type of stuff. Like, yeah, that happened a few times to a couple of people. It's a lot. I don't even know where to really carry that at with. Like, okay, go ahead, finish. Ask me something else so I can finish it then.
You answered all the questions that I've had. I mean, oh, wow. I'm over here. I'm intrigued. I'm like, I really want to know more. I got to think of some questions, but you answered a lot, and I'm so glad you did. Okay, bro, you got any questions for our guest?
Yes, I do.
Okay, don't be scared now. Come on, you're not gonna bite you.
Look, I'm not scared. I'm just like, wow, you know, like I'm not gonna lie to you. I have always thought that, you know, vampires existed only on Twilight. Like, real talk.
I mean, if you actually think about it, everything that's going on TV, like the paranormal activities or anything that got to do with exorcisms and people like the zombie movies and like all that stuff literally happens. Like zombies are nothing but people that are cannibals, but they're dead,
right.
So they make it fictional to make it believe it's not real. But that's what cannibals are in real life. They eat other people. Paranormal, like, you know, activities and stuff like that. Of course, people witness actual ghosts and presence of, you know, loved ones and stuff like that. But for those that don't, they're not going to believe it, so they're thinking it's fake. UFOs, I've actually seen one years ago when I was younger. But, you know, you have different people that say they've seen it, but they put it on TV as if it's fake. But anything that comes on TV is already letting you know that they had to come from somewhere in order for them to come up with it.
Right. Right. Well, since you... Okay, now I was listening in and I heard you say something about you have drunk blood. How did that happen? Like, how did you go about doing that?
With the whole blood thing? You said the blood?
Yeah, I want to know more about how, you know...
Okay, that's what made me actually knew it was something other than something normal, because, like, it was an ex-girlfriend that I was with when it first started with. She ended up cutting herself in the kitchen by mistake while she was cooking. And my first reaction to that cut was to put it in my mouth. And when that happened, I knew something wasn't right, because I never liked blood. I never even liked my own blood. Like, I freaked the fuck out if it bled more than something that I couldn't control in less than 1 second or 2 seconds. Like, anything deeper than that, like, yeah, I would freak out just from seeing it myself. So, but it started from it. Once that happened, it was like, it was definitely something that I had to start investigating in, because, like I said, that just, like, who would want to do that?
Right.
So, and yeah, as far as cravings and stuff like that, yes, I go through blood cravings. It used to be bad to the point where I would react, like, act out from it, like withdrawals, put it like that. But after a while, you know, you learn to deal with it and be able to tolerate it, put it that way.
Oh, you know? Man. Oh, girl, you got me over here like, wow. Like, this is the first time I've ever been quiet. I think I told you that before. This is the first time I have ever been quiet. I'm normally the one that's like, question, question, question. I'm just like, talk, talk, talk. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm going to agree with you on that one, bro.
I know, but I'm just like, talk. Like, I just, like I say, you know, I've watched, you know, like The Underworld and Twilight, and, you know, I never knew that it really existed for real, you know.
Right. Right.
Amen.
But, yeah, I mean, like I said, it's very known, like, in New York, of course, but at the same time, like, you know, Tyra Banks even had a couple of them on her show. It was for Halloween, but, you know, I didn't feel like that was an appropriate time for that, because it made it look like it was being made as a joke.
Right.
And, like, it was, I did, like, different, well, was at one point, talk shows here for Baltimore Station, Channel 75. And my last show that I was going to do, like, about a month ago, was going to be about my lifestyle. But I didn't show up on purpose and didn't let him know that I wasn't coming, because he wanted to try to turn it into more so of a, like, Jerry Springer type of thing, to where, though, he out the blue tells me he want to bring a priest in to prove, I don't have to prove myself to nobody. Like, this wasn't what that was supposed to be about. Like, it wasn't about who's going to go back and forth and who's going to believe who. You're going to have your beliefs, and I know what I know. So I just left it at that.
Man, this is interesting. Before we go into the question that I have to ask, I have a couple of callers here, and I want to get their input, and I want them to pretty much get to know you a little better. So I'm going to go to area code 757-224. Talk to Abnormal Vamp.
Hi, this is Keela calling from the 757 Hampton Road. Hi, Vamp. I have a question for you.
What is that?
You spoke of dreams. I was wondering, why is it that you don't dream? Did you used to dream, or has it always been this way for you?
I never said I didn't dream. What I said was I enter people's dreams.
Okay,
you should
know. Okay.
Why don't you go ahead and tell them about it since you're on a phone?
No, I was just questioning about the don't
dream. No, we don't do that. Don't try to call me out. Go ahead. Tell them about your dream, since you ain't never told me yet either. So we all know for the first time. Or you want to hang up now? You going to run? Prior talk was what? You was going to put me on a spot, you know, catch me off guard? And she's going to set yourself up.
No.
So you
I just have a few questions.
All right. Well, we're going to get back to that. But go ahead.
Okay. You talk about drinking blood. So during your feedings, have you ever felt like you may have taken a part of another person's soul?
Of course.
Really? And what type of feeling do you get from that? Is that exhilarating?
That particular part mainly. The blood part is one thing. Okay, I can feel the energy through it when it's happening. But as far as the feeling of the person's soul, that usually comes through oral sex when the person is about to orgasm. They literally will lose their breath and can't breathe until I let go of them from coming. But at the same time, it's a pleasurable feeling. It ain't like they're being choked or nothing like that. They just, their breath is just cut off for that moment.
Wow, that's a great answer.
I bet it is for you.
So along those lines, I have another question. Are you the type to have multiple orgasms, or are you the one and done type?
Say it again.
Are you the type to have multiple orgasms, or are you the one and done type?
I am one depending on how a person can make me feel. If you give me that one, then that's all it's going to be. But depending on how you can seduce me, that would determine everything else.
Wow, okay.
Now back to you. Let's hear this dream.
The dream.
Yes, the dream. Now Martin Luther King, but yours.
Well, some people do dream about vampires, and since I've been in tune with you for the past 6 months, I had a dream about you. Yes, that happened. You did enter my dream.
Mm-hmm. And what else?
Actually, we have to listen to any other people that may have questions. So.
She gonna
I think we should
like
focus
that.
On that.
She's going to cop out. Okay, that's fine.
I'm sure other viewers have questions, other listeners.
Okay. I'll let this slide. You'll tell me one day.
I think she's holding out on you, Vamp.
Yeah, she is, but that's fine. She'll tell me eventually. Anything else you'd like to know?
Yeah, I do have some more questions, but I just want to save some questions for someone else.
Well, you're here now.
Okay, so here's another question. Have you ever been sexually involved with another vampire? If so, what was it like? If not, is that something you feel destined to try?
No, I have not. And I prefer not to because I'm not the one to give myself in that way. I'm more so too controlling, dominant, mentally, like, I don't know, it was asked before by one that I was dealing with, but it wasn't, she wasn't, you know, vampire, whatever. It was just an ex, but, But no, I've never actually dealt with another one, no.
Oh, okay, alright.
Not too many of them that I come by. And whenever I do, I can easily pinpoint them out just by conversation of their lives.
Wow. And I have another question here.
You're reading off of a piece of paper.
For me?
Yes.
Yes, I am. I wrote a list.
I can tell.
Okay, I'm going to make this my last question.
Go ahead. I'm glad you took time to write this down.
When you're sexually involved with another person, do you have to practice some type of restraint so that you don't hurt them, being that you're of a higher being?
No, not at all. No. I mean, what you see on TV isn't what really goes on in real life. So, but the only thing I can say, I can only speak to about myself. I've never actually, like I said, dealt with another long enough to understand their ways or know about them or how they are, because, like I said, I'm a loner. I choose to stay by myself. So I just know I'm very sexually, how can I put it? I have a thing with touch. I'm more so of the make love type of person. I can literally hover my hand over top of a person and make them orgasm without touching them. I'm into candles and music and shit like that when having sex. I'm a pleaser. That's a urge in me to make sure that it definitely happens before you get up, before you go to sleep, whatever the hell that it is. I'm very sexual.
Wow.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I can do a little of the choking and all, but it's not going to be that type of choking where I'm going to toss your ass up against the wall. And no.
So since you're a pleaser, would you consider yourself submissive?
No.
Okay.
It just depends. By the fact that I do like thumbs and I do like films. But it just depends. It depends on that person. But a film, definitely not going to happen. So don't bring that up again. Thanks.
Okay. Okay, I'm stopping my questions now. Anyone else?
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm speechless over here.
I am definitely
speechless over here. Those questions is just whoa. That's all I'm saying.
she had to write them on paper.
Yeah,
I felt that.
She had the best questions ever. You feel what I'm saying?
Really the best.
I'm so serious. Well, Miss 757, don't go nowhere, right? We got a couple pause. We're going to come right back to you, okay?
Okay.
All right, sweetheart. All right, here you go, 919-806. Talk to Abnormal Vamp.
Hey, I wonder you was going to come to me. I don't have any questions. I'm in shock right now, so. I always thought this stuff was fake because I love watching TV. Well, I don't watch TV that much now, but I always thought the whole little vampire stuff and all that other stuff was fake. And then, oh, God, I'm so shocked right now.
No, it's not. It's not
safe at all. Oh, wow. See, Casey, you always have the most straightest people on your show.
I wouldn't call it strange.
Yeah,
I just call it the unknown
strange,
that people are not taught about or known about.
Right.
So whenever it comes to the eye, yeah, we would be strange compared to a normal person. So
y'all not strange. Y'all just unique to like that. You unique.
That'll work.
I am.
Her heart pounding. And I probably tell you exactly how you're feeling. You probably got butterflies running through your insides. Your heart's probably pounding kind of fast. Like, you got, like, these little jitters going on, like, you're confused mentally. Like, you don't know exactly what to do or say at this moment.
Get me off his mind. She knows too much. Get me off. Right now, I feel like, look, what she describing you or what she describing me?
I don't know.
I don't know what she was talking about.
For real, wow.
You don't
got the baby scared. Look at
her
over there.
She's oh, God.
You're not
supposed to leave.
Give
me that
muffin. Oh, God.
That's funny.
Lord, this is crazy.
It's okay.
I'm about to go read about this. This is crazy.
Mm-hmm. Don't go nowhere. You already know. Don't go nowhere. I'm gonna hit up the next. Come right back to you. All right. All right, sweetheart. Mm-hmm. All right. Are you code 860990? Talk to Abnormal Vamp.
Good evening, everyone.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine.
Abnormal Vamp. It's I've been sitting here and I've been listening. I just want to tell you that I actually encountered a female that was a vampire.
And I already knew that. And I wanted to say something before I cut it you off, but I didn't want to say it exactly. But I already felt that you've been witness to it before.
Not witness to it. I have been approached about it. And it wasn't out of fear that I denied it because
you've been approached in what kind of way?
To let her drink,
feed off of you.
Yes, she wanted to feed off of me. Yes. And
did you know her like that?
No, absolutely not.
Exactly.
And even if I did, I wouldn't. Just, and I'm not a skeptic at all.
No, that's
fine. Because I have been introduced in a part of some of the unknown supernatural things.
Exactly. That's what made me say what I said. You've been introduced to
it. Oh, yes, I have, to a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm definitely not afraid. I'm not a skeptic. I do believe that there are things that are part of the underground and the underworld that do exist. I know they do for a fact. I've been approached by spirits and all of that. I don't share that. I'm also clairvoyant, so I see, I smell, I taste, I hear. A lot of people do not know that about me. I have my goddaughter who's on the other end, and she's been listening in because she's actually, you know, she's intrigued by it and had some questions, and I told her, why don't you listen in on the show? So she's on the other end, and she's also clairvoyant, proven. So, like, we both I'm very, very sensitive to a lot of different things.
I can hear it in your voice.
Oh, I am in tune. I am definitely a spiritual person, and I am in tune to a lot. I just don't let people know.
Right.
You know,
then you'll know whether or not they want to be like, what's wrong with them and all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's
Mm-hmm. It's a whole lot. Sometimes it's overwhelming. I've been this way since I was a child. My question to you is, when you are approaching a person that you are possibly interested in feeding off of, how is your approach? Is it seductive?
Well, it's been time. Like I said, it's only been done with two different people over the years. Like, I'm a long-term relationship person. So the first
mm-hmm.
person that it started with, I was with for 6 years. So,
okay.
You know, I don't do it with just any and everybody. But whenever how can I explain it? It's like whenever I feel like that urge within me, like I know that person is that person, or that person I might want or need, is like a instant attraction. Like I could be just standing there staring at the person, and they will automatically know that I'm looking for them to turn my way.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's just like a, just more like an energy vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Where so it's like it's giving off.
Right, and you were talking about the no touch orgasm.
Right.
Okay, a person that has the ability to set the high sensory ability
mm-hmm.
are more than likely able to promote that onto another person. I also
mm-hmm.
do Reiki. I do Reiki healing, so like I transfer energy. I have energy transference.
Yeah.
Yes. So and that's also a very intricate part of Kama Sutra also.
Exactly.
Yes, it is the no-touch orgasm. Yes, it is. I know very well. And, you know, when you were talking about that, I want to ask you, now, do you think that or do you feel that when persons say, oh, I've earned my red wings, that's not vampirism? And I heard someone describe it
no,
as that.
No,
that's not vampirism because you feed off of fresh blood, not dirty blood.
It's right. And then you have the ones that, like, I've done had all kinds of people try to come to me because by me being more so of an educator of it, and I don't hide it, so I write about it all the time. I even have a fan page, and it's called Abnormal Vamp. You know, it's a fan page where you can like it, and it's got a bunch of stuff on there, on my notes about everything, almost about, you know, step by step of what each category is called, terms, all that type of stuff. So people
mm-hmm.
tend to read and start to think, oh, that sounds like you. No, it's just, that's not for you to compare to sound like you. Like, you would know if it was or wasn't. But
absolutely.
It's like people that talk about fangs being sharpened or, like, random stuff. Like, it's so much. It's so crazy that I just choose to stay by myself with it because I don't even want to be bothered.
And I was also hit to the fact that in the DMV area, there is a large community
of
vampirism, yes.
And
very large.
And I could say you possibly could be right. I've heard about, I don't know about everywhere, but I've heard about a spot here. There's an underground club.
Yes,
underground clubs. There's a lot of underground clubs.
And this particular female was from Baltimore. And she was telling me that there were a lot. She was being pretty descriptive, like she wanted to invite me in. You don't have to invite me in. I've already been to the supernatural world, sweetheart. I've already experienced it. You don't have to tell me about the experience because I know the experience for myself. You know what I mean? I just choose to ignore a lot today.
Right.
Yes,
because
I do.
Because they look for so much that you can actually try to explain or talk to you with other people without them judging you first. So
I talk about it with people that know.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And now KC and Teddy know, and the rest of the listeners know, which it doesn't bother me, you know. I mean, I am who I am. And a lot of, No.
We
I can shake a person's hand. I can shake a person's hand and immediately tell whether or not their heart is black.
Just
from a handshake. I can look into a person's eyes and look deep into their soul through their eyes. If I hug a person, that transference of energy is something deep. It is deep, you know?
Exactly.
So, I mean, there's just a lot to me. There's a lot. And that's why a lot of people, that's why, you know, I know, I sense when things just aren't right,
but
and I will back away.
And the thing about it is when a person is special in those ways, they tend to stay by themselves anyway.
Yes, and I do. I'm always by myself.
Yeah.
I don't hang around large crowds at all.
I don't either. Except for my parties that I do. Other than that, I'm in the house or around my best friends. Like, we don't even really be around each other like that. But I am my own company. I am content with it. Like, I don't need the outside unless I have to be out there. But, yeah.
And Abnormal Vamp, I would just like to say thank you for coming on the show and enlightening people and letting people know that there is another part to this world. There are several parts to this world.
Several parts.
This world is made up of several components. Some are known, some are not known, and I know this to be true. And Casey and Teddy, hey, how you doing? Great show tonight, as usual, and I want to be in there when you interview Tawana Braxton, I'm trying to tell you. You heard me when I said I want to be in there. And I'm very proud of your show. Once again, I'm an avid fan and an avid listener, and sometimes, you know, yeah, tonight is one of those nights. You got me over here sweating bullets.
Oh, yeah.
My body's plunging itself right now, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I want to say thank you, and I want to say thank you to the previous callers, and I knew she was reading off the list, too. Just to let you know that I did. Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because I said to my goddaughter, I was like, duh, she's reading off a list. Duh, I know she is. So, I mean, yeah, I just know what I know. Thank God I know what I know.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm going to let you get back to the callers. Great show once again, and enjoy. Later.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in. She's on radio. Don't go nowhere because the show is going to get better, all right?
Lord.
Yes, it is. I'm quiet over here. Did you hear me?
Right. Me too.
I'm tongue-tied. I am tongue-tied, let me tell you. Twitter is blowing up right now. That's all I'm telling you. It is tweet. Your name is on Twitter. Listen to me. Your name is on Twitter. All right. That's all I'm going to say. It's going up and down the skyrocket. People are very interested in this type of thing. You are awesome. That's all I'm going to say.
Yes, that is funny.
You are awesome. I don't know whether to be enticed or, you know.
I agree with you on that one.
I don't know whether to be enticed, intrigued. I just don't know. Like, I think I'm everything. Like right now, okay, I'm gonna be quiet right now. I'm gonna go to the next call. There you go. Ooh, buddy. There you go. 443-500. Talk to Abnormal Vamp.
Hey, all. This is Quest.
Hey, Sugar.
Hey, honey. I'm listening. You know, I'm going to support everything. First of all, I just want to, for everybody who's listening from everywhere, I just want to really commend Lo because she is wonderful. She's a wonderful person. She basically, you know, promotes parties, and they are peaceful. She can't control some of the things that go on, but that's with any party anywhere. But I really don't have a question, but I'm listening, and I never knew a lot of things about, you know, the vampire thing, but I don't know, like, it's just interesting to me, and I want to know more on a personal level, so, you know.
What you mean by personal?
You know, well, no, not that personal, but I mean, like.
I ain't saying nothing. You did. You guilty much?
No,
that could have been
like,
a question to go anywhere.
Right. Like, when I first met you, it was like, I'm not going to lie, I know a lot of people feel, I was like,
scared?
Oh, my God, she's kind of weird.
Yeah,
and then I was like, when I got to know you, I was like, okay, she's a beautiful person inside and out. But now it's like, it's more deeper to me because I never knew and I didn't want to ask you because I know that, you know, a lot of people.
I hear it all the time, so it wouldn't have been nothing that bothered me. So
I wasn't but I mean, I didn't want to ask you anything, like, because I know some questions could be stupid, you know, but.
Ain't no real question that's a stupid question except for the ones that aren't asked.
Oh, no, look at you so yet. But, no, I'm just like, this is so interesting. I just wanted to call it and let you know that I was listening. And this is very interesting.
And I love you, Sugar. Oh.
I love you, Sugar.
This is the person that did that makeup of mine that was on that picture that y'all been posting up. Yeah, she made me a whole girl.
Yes,
she did, honey.
Everybody was on that shit. Yes, indeed. Yeah, that was her.
I mean, it's easy to make a beautiful person. It's easy to bring a beautiful person's beauty out, you know. So it wasn't hard because you're already a beautiful person.
Oh, don't make me mushy right now.
But I just want to let you know I support everything that you do. I love you to death. And it's just something I'm listening like, wow, I didn't know that. And oh my gosh. And she said, like, yeah. But, yeah. But, all right, I'm going to have to call us and ask you some questions. But I love
all
you,
all
right.
Love you too, sugar.
All right. We're going to take it to area code 415671 South Avenue, Bavana.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, I kind of like just tuned in maybe like 20 minutes ago. And I started hearing it, and I'm so. You're a vampire?
Yes. A vampire? Oh, yes.
And you feed off of people? How does that work? I'm sorry. Yes.
Well, it definitely ain't from biting, like you see on TV. So if anybody tells you that, then no.
Okay.
It was done from either blood being drawn, the person cutting themselves, or first day of a menstrual period.
And you, wait a minute. So when they cut themselves,
right.
You taste their blood, or you just...
Drink it, yes. Eat it however you want to put it. It all goes down the same way.
Oh, wow. I have never heard of anything like, you know, you see it on TV, but you don't really think too much of it because, you know, what TV plays sometimes, most of the times it's fake. But,
right,
wow.
Right.
That's
like
amazing.
I said before, 9 times out of 10, everything you see on TV had to come from somewhere in order for them to start it.
Wow.
But, of course, they make us out to be bad guys, killers, evil, stuff of that nature, just because that's the image they want them to have. But, no, I know my God. I work for my God. Like, I'm far from evil. I'm, like, one of the most positive people you would probably ever come to cross. And on top of that, like, my motto that I use a lot of the times, I'm a best friend to everyone. They just don't know it.
That's cool. I'm, like, in shock over here, okay? I tuned in, and
yeah.
I tuned in at this moment where the first caller was asking all types of questions, and she was reading off the list, and I was like, wow, too much for me, so I had to push one, and then I didn't want to push one, and then I ended up pushing one, and I was like, oh my God, I really don't want to say nothing, but then AC over there pushed my button, and okay, that's cool, and it was nice talking to you. I've never, really honestly, I've never met anyone like you, and that's cool.
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah,
I can say I talked to a vampire or something.
You can stop shaking a little, being nervous. It's okay.
Thank you. Oh my goodness. That's so crazy. I'm sorry. I'm in shock. Okay, this is crazy to me. I'm like, whoa, this cannot be real. But it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. Okay, I'll go back to listening because I'll be silent. I have no questions right now, okay? I really don't have any questions. I just want to hear the rest of the story and how this works and everything, okay? I cannot go to sleep now until I hear the whole thing, okay?
Okay, you do that.
Okay. Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, ladies, if you are listening online, don't be scared to press the number one. She is not going to get you. Do you hear me? She wants to talk to you and show you some love. So How you call 646-716-6977. This is the number to call. Press the number one if you do want to speak to her.
Don't be shy.
We're going to take it back. Area code 443-435. Talk to Abnormal Vamp.
Hello.
Oh, geez. Who is this?
Hey, Lo. This is Hollywood in here. You know, you see us always Wednesdays and Saturdays.
Yeah, Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Sundays and Fridays now, see. But we were just talking for sport, really. Just let you know that, you know, the 443 was here for you. And we proud of you.
Oh. I thought I told y'all don't make me mushy.
But you got to know that we do love you. We support everything that you do, really. So we just wanted you to know that you got love here. And like I said, we respect you for the woman that you are and everything that you do. So we just wanted to let you know.
Oh. Y'all gonna make me cry. Stop that. I love y'all too.
Well, that's all we wanted. I'd like to give back to all the people with the good questions.
All right.
Bye.
All right. We're gonna get up to 242. Talk to Andorm Revamp.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. And yourself?
I'm good. Hi, Teddy. Hi, Casey.
Hey, how are you?
I only have one question for you. Did you, well, it's two. Did you have the ability to be an empath before the actual vampirism? And if so, how did you deal with it?
Say that one more time. Clear your phone. You sound like you're far away.
Right now, hold on.
Can you hear me now?
Oh yeah, you have your speaker.
Okay. Are you? You said you were empath, right?
Yes.
Okay. Did you have that ability before the vampirism?
Yeah. If so,
how do you deal with it, or how did you deal with it?
Well, that was already kind of there, but it enhanced a lot, a whole lot later. And I still don't know how to deal with it when it happens, because every now and then, it's like, that part of me is why I am so big on people. People is like literally a passion for me, like to help. Try to help, do as much as I can. All the things that I've been through in life, I learn from. So if I can help teach, you know, the next person or anybody that's willing to learn, then that's what I do. But it's like I can't control that, and I don't know how to, like, turn it off or not turn it on, because it happens when it's ready and when it wants to. And to be honest with you, that's what makes me majority of who I am. I really want to learn that, or how to, you know, make it come and go. I want to know how to use really any of my abilities on my own, especially, like, reading the mind thing. Like, that stuff don't come naturally, like, all the time. It comes when it wants to. So I really don't want to perfect it, because that is, like, cheating life. So I just leave it as it is. But, like, there'd be times where I don't have depression, but there'd be times when I would literally just start crying for the pain that we go through. Like, I write a lot on my page about everything. So I question, why am I here? What am I here for? This is not my time. I'm not supposed to be living in this day and age. Like, I just don't feel like I belong.
The reason why I asked is because I am also an empath, and I've been since I was a little girl. And it's not something that you can control. You cannot control it at all, period. And it's interesting to me because of how you say you can feel through the texts and the tweets and all that. You know, you can't really talk to nobody about that. I got somebody that I can talk to about it, and she understands it. But you can't really tell a person that you can
it's hard going through life feeling
without them saying, "Well, go ahead and without them and without them saying, well, go ahead and do this then." What? Like, why
exactly.
Do I prove myself to you?
It's not about
so
that.
So when people do that, I just shut down and I don't even respond.
Too. Yeah, me too. It's so hard to really feel with people. It's like Teddy and Casey is really tripping right now. They don't know if they're scared, intrigued, or what.
Exactly.
The feeling
right.
in that where they
yeah.
at is so intense.
Exactly.
I can feel
exactly.
it through the phone. It is so funny to me to finally come across a person that knows how I feel on a day-to-day basis.
Right.
So
it gets bad. Like I said before, there's been times where I can actually feel over the internet. Like, I could be just on a computer, and on Facebook or whatever, and I'll just out the blue and write a status about somebody that's hurting so bad and thinking of suicide, and, like, minutes later, they're in my inbox.
And it's crazy. And do you have the ability to see auras as well?
Say that again.
Do you have the ability to see a person's aura?
I don't see the auras. I can just,
yeah.
I can, now that part goes to, that's where, when that part comes into play, it's through me just sitting and having a conversation, I can pick up, you know, that goes with the reading the person thing. I can't actually see the auras and stuff like that, no.
So imagine being an empath and being able to see a person too.
Say it again.
Imagine being an empath and also being able to see a person's aura and see what they're going through.
Yeah,
that's really hard
imagine,
to deal with.
The fact that I can see spirits sometimes is enough for
yeah.
me. So you can have that part.
I had to learn how to deal with that early on too. So you
yeah.
know, I'm a weirdo, and
no,
I got a couple
not,
friends,
not
but a lot of people know
weird.
What
we mean. We're special.
Teddy, can I say something? Can I say
yeah.
something? Okay, don't sound like that. This is Christian.
I just
want to tell you, I'm good. I just want to tell you that everything that you're going through and everything that you feel like you're not going to come out of, you're going to come out of, and everything's going to be all right. Everything will be all right.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, no, I'm so serious. And Casey?
Yay.
Nothing but the top from here on out. Nothing but good things. You're blessed.
Thank you so much.
Highly favored.
Thank you so much for your support.
And Abnormal Rap, it's been awesome talking to you and listening in, and I'm a listening in. And you have a nice night. And do you have a Twitter page? How can I follow you?
I do. I have Twitter, but I have two different Facebook pages. But the Twitter is, what is my Twitter page? Abnormal_Vance. Shit, every damn thing I got is Abnormal Vance. So I just
okay,
can't remember the underscores.
Okay, yeah.
I rarely be on Twitter. Like, I rarely be on there. I'm always on Facebook. Like, Facebook is my open diary that talks back to me. I write everything on Facebook. It don't matter what it is.
Oh.
But yeah.
Okay. Well, Beth, let them have it. Don't hold back.
Of course not. I wasn't
why did
here,
I
but
know,
did that.
Why did I know the caller had a list, too? I was like, oh, she trying to be funny. She got a mess. Get her, Ralph. Get her. All right, ladies. I ain't going to hold y'all up. Casey, good one.
Get it for you, baby. All right. We're going to go into area code 240280. Talk to Abnormal Vet.
Shit. Hi Casey. Hi Teddy. Hey Vamp.
Hello.
I had one question, Vamp. I just wanted to know, why did you get into this?
As I mentioned before, it's not something that I chose to do. It was an awakening. Something basically being asleep within you for so long until it finally woke up on its own.
Okay. I don't practice it. Yeah, it's not something that I practice. It's not a choice.
Okay.
I definitely didn't choose it.
Okay. I don't think I'm going to ask anything else. I think I'm just going to listen because I think I'm like Teddy. Yeah, I'm just, you know. I'm going to have to sit back.
Go ahead, because that question that you want to ask right now is sitting there, but you don't know whether you want to sit.
No, I'm good. No, really, I'm
no,
good.
No, go ahead, sit.
No, y'all can click me off.
Uh-oh.
And Teddy and Casey, y'all know I'm usually, like, you know, but not tonight.
Ooh. Oh, wow. I mean, it's okay if you want to ask that. I don't have a problem with it.
Well, what question do I want to ask since you feel that
I
have
can't tell
question.
You what the question, that what the exact question is, but I know that question that is sitting there. I can just feel that question. I know it's something that you want to say, but you're not actually sure on exactly what to say because you don't, it's like you don't actually have enough information, I guess, to say it or something, but I feel that it's definitely a question that you really want to ask, but you're definitely not sure whether or not you want to do that yet.
Yeah, so I'm not going to ask. No, ma'am.
You got her panties in a much larger. David, it's okay. It is okay. It's Casey speaking. You can ask her the question. Don't be scared.
No, Casey. Mm-hmm. I'm good, baby.
What'd you say? No.
Thank you for clicking me in. I just said the one question. That's all.
Okay.
All right, sweetheart.
Good night.
Good night. Oh, wow. That's the first time I have ever heard her say, no, ma'am. But I'm just going to click. Man, this is getting extra good, man. Remember y'all pressing that one, she is not going to get y'all. Don't be scared. She is here for you. We're going to definitely hit up 443-963. Talk to Abnormal Vamp. Press that one, y'all.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello. Hey, hello.
Hi, who is this?
This is Monique from Baltimore.
Hi, Monique from Baltimore.
Hey, I'm with you from Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday all day.
Aw, thank you, sugar.
But it's like some questions I really got to ask you as far as relationship status and, you know, hurting and pain because, you know, I've been through a lot of shit and just my first time really being hurt, so I need to know, you know, some pieces here and there.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
Like, it's like, boys, I've been in a relationship for over 6 years. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
I've been with the person. I held her down 6 years when she didn't have nothing. And it's like one day she tell me she needs some air, and then she just up and jump and move into another relationship. How can you explain that?
Because she was already doing it the whole time. Not might not have been the whole time, but she started doing that way before she decided to up and just leave. You don't just out the blue and meet somebody and jump into their bed with them, you know what I mean, the next minute. So that was already being done under your nose without you even knowing, because she must have hit it pretty well for you not to even understand it or see it coming. So
no,
that was already in the making.
But that's the thing is, like I said, we was born together for 6 years. I felt everything. Just like when you feel something, you get made.
Right.
And like
you
I
want
told
an intuition.
Her, yes, and I told her.
But you didn't have
him.
Proof.
Right. And when I did,
right.
gave her proof, you feel me, she hit me with, this is nobody but just a friend. And it's like,
of
right
course,
now,
they
I'm
use
stuck.
That line. That's what they always do when they're cheating. They say that. Have you ever met that friend? Have you ever hung out with that friend, if they're just friends? Have you ever been able to answer the phone if she called and answer and be like, oh, hold on, here she go. Like, what kind of friend is she?
Oh,
I don't know that you
know, it's like,
never asked to meet.
It's like when she did do it, it's like, she's like, why you answer my phone? And, you know, you know, she got a fightly older phone.
Put it like this. Whenever, say for like, if your that phone was laying on the bed, like, they're not even laying on the bed, did she always walk with her phone on her 9 times out of 10? Like, if she went to the bathroom, cut to the line, and picked
time.
It up. Yes, that's
time.
The first sign of cheating, honey. If you
all
can't
time.
Leave your phone around your mate and go take a shower or just leave it there, let it sit on the charger to charge up, 9 times out of 10, they got something to hide in that phone or don't want it to go off so you can see it or pick it up or answer it. Why
okay,
are you taking your phone to the bathroom to take a shower when it's going to just be sitting there anyway, the same place it could have been sitting at on the bed where you left it at before you left the room?
Right. Okay, and it's just another thing. So how can I move on? It's like I asked her, why are you still here? You moved on. You got another relationship. Why are you still holding on to me? And it's like it's hard for me to even deal with somebody else when I know she's still right here.
Well, the only thing I can say to that situation is after the first time that you see it in your face, and that's with anybody, cheating, whatever, like after the first time, whether they beat on you, hit on you, whatever, after the first time and you don't do nothing about it, anything else after that, you are a volunteer. You volunteer to do it. So the question is, when are you? You don't have nothing to do with her. When are you going to love yourself more enough to know what to do and what not to do? Because if you think about it, anybody that don't have feelings for a person before they get into a relationship to them having feelings or are in love, you have morals and things that you know that you wouldn't do and you know that are wrong before you get these feelings. So if y'all didn't have these feelings with each other, you know you wouldn't tolerate it. So since you're in love with her, you don't know what to do because you're in love with her. You have these feelings, but sometimes your feelings can lie to you. It's not always good to go with your heart when your mind already knows what it will and won't tolerate.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's real.
Now you are going to have to take their time out to find out what you're going to do because can't nobody tell you to leave. You know, I'm sure you heard that plenty of times. But only that person that's dealing with a situation will know whether or not they are tired enough to walk away. And at that very moment, when anybody can walk away from a situation that is bad for them, once they seem to walk away is when they know they done gained another level of self-love for themselves. Because each time you go through it, it don't do nothing but enhance it more and more for you to tolerate different bullshit and get over it quicker before it happens and stuff like that. So now this ball is in your court. You already got your proof of things. You already see what you need to see. What are you going to do with it?
Well, I just want to shout out. I follow you everywhere you go. I know you see me on your Facebook page, but I was mostly not hitting my page. But I'm just really, I just like a lot about you. I can read a lot about you and do that. I can sit and I can talk to you as a one-on-one person, and a person that's going to give me what I want.
Right.
So I'm just calling to support you, boo.
And your phone breaking up. I can't hear you.
I just called to support. And my sister said, look, that's like the stripper. Yeah, you're singing back here. But I ain't going to hold it up. I know we got other callers. And I'm just waiting, boo.
Thank you, honey. And make sure you take care of you before you can take care of anybody else.
Okay, but I just want to talk one-on-one, though.
All right, that's fine.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah. We'll head down to 310-775, talk to Abnormal Vamp.
What's up? What's up, KC, man? It's Hennessy, man.
Hey,
what's
good,
up,
man?
What's up, fam?
How you doing?
I'm good. I got a question. At first, I wasn't even going to get in on this, and I was like, oh, boy, this is some deep shit. You're a vampire thing, right? You and your vampire thing, right? That's what it's all about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My question is this. You don't do the little, like, biting of the neck, the little movie thing and all that, but you got
no.
You do exchange blood-borne pathogens, right?
Yeah. They cut themselves or drawing of the blood from an actual needle and all, yeah.
I know all about that. I know all about the body parts and all of that because that's what I do for a living. That's why I got the question. That don't put fear in you dealing with blood-borne pathogens and stuff?
Why would it fear me? These were my relationships. These are the people that I was in long-term relationships with. They're not random people that I just go out in the street and do this stuff with. No.
Okay,
no different from me kissing somebody. It's no different from a guy having sex with his mate and they make a baby. So
okay,
I don't just
run around and be like,
Hey, let me do that.
You know what I mean? All right. Clear that shit up real quick. Like I tell you, that's what I do for a living. I fuck with that.
Right.
My next question is, so when you're dealing with somebody, basically you go get tested for everything then, right? On jump.
Yeah.
Are you just a vampire and y'all just feel each other like that?
There's no immortal life besides your soul after you die. So I said there is no actual immortal life except for the soul of a person after they die.
Okay.
So
I got you on that because I cut them up when they die. So I got you on that one.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's why I had to get in on this. I had to get in on it for real, though. I mean, I do that autopsy assistant shit. So I know, I feel you on that.
Right.
But my thing still is that bloodborne pathogen, my nigga. I'm serious. That's why I don't even, because
there's places where you can actually go to get the blood if you need to. I don't even care to want to know for the fact that I just learned to deal with it and tolerate it. You know what I mean? So it's not something that I'm just going to jump and run out there to go find and find out who I can go get it from. And I mean, I mean, besides the fact of the blood, like I have other ways of feeding. So I feed off of energy. You know what I mean? So it's other ways that I can tolerate things and get away with it. Or, like, if I eat certain food, I eat raw hamburgers, I let it sit on each side a certain amount of 5 seconds or 10 seconds or whatever it is just to get the blood from out of that or a steak.
You eat raw meat?
Yeah. Yes. Or steak. I don't even like steaks, but I will get steaks and get them rare just so I can chew it up to get the blood from out of it. But I don't really eat them. Or like I said, with the hamburgers, I do the same way. Don't cook it all the way. I want my hamburgers rare, and I get it that way,
okay,
too.
Now,
right?
I'm going to come at you with some medical shit. You know what that does to your intestines, right?
I've been living this long. I'm all right.
Hey, I know you've been living this long, but I'm just keeping 100 with you. I mean, on the real deal, for real, though, I done got the intestines out the human body and actually I can't even imagine
half of them you done being ill.
You know, so I'm like, damn, you know, wow, this is some deep shit. I got, woo, that's why you got Casey and Teddy ass over there quiet. I was quiet too, scratching my head.
Yes, I am quiet, girl.
What's going on out here? Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard of this shit. You know, I don't knock what you do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I'm just concerned on that. Like I say, I do that kind of thing.
No, as far as eating the raw meat and stuff like that, that's not something I do often. So it happens, like, whenever I get in the mood for it and, like, a craving, whenever I get it, it usually happens once every probably 2 months or something like that. So it's not like I do it every other day or every week or
something. So you
like
get a craving for blood. Is that what you're telling
me? Yes.
Okay, I got a question. I know all y'all out there about to laugh. You know you get that monthly thing, right?
About it.
I mean, I can
smell blood through people anyway.
Wow.
Like, I can already kind of smell it.
Blood stinks to me. I smell it all the time. It stinks to me. That's not a good smell.
Yeah, I can see.
Let me ask this. Y'all don't fuck with animals and shit, do you?
Oh, hell no. Not me. I don't know about nobody else. I only know about me. Like, I don't... I'm like I said before, I'm in this on my own. I don't want to... I'm fine by myself. Like, I don't know what they did.
Everybody, they mouth hanging low. I'm so serious. This is some deep shit, bro.
Yes, it is.
I can't. I don't deal with the animals and stuff. Like, nah, I'm not.
When did you find out you had this old vamp thing going on?
This is about 8 years ago.
8 years ago?
Somebody
seduce it to you, or you just...
No, I didn't know anything about it at all. It was considered an awakening. So I didn't choose this. I didn't even know stuff like this even existed or nothing. I never knew nothing of it. It just happened on its own.
Wow. Wow. All right, I'm going to let these other callers have. My curiosity was that damn bloodborne pathogen thing. That's all
right.
I wanted to say.
Oh, nah. I don't know. Nah. Nah, don't get with that.
All right, well, keep it flowing. All right, KC and Teddy, y'all quiet over there for real.
Right.
we normally be the teachers, man. We normally be the teacher, but today we learning, baby.
Yeah, you learning and I'm learning too.
Yes, that's what it's about. Teach and learn,
right?
Yeah,
hey, and it's all kind of different people out there. Don't get me wrong. I'm not
exactly
nobody what they do. Don't get me wrong, man. But you do your thing. But just be careful, though. That's all I got to say, because what
definitely.
I know.
Definitely.
All right, I'm out, dog. Y'all take y'all. I'm going to support y'all. Y'all know that. Salute.
Thank you so much, man.
All right.
We're going to take it to area code 302-287. Talk to Vamp. Y'all ladies, press the number one. Don't be scared. Because I know some of y'all over there, some of y'all rubbing y'all booze because y'all feeling good right now because this is some good stuff going on. And some of y'all just over there on them bit off and shit. It's going to be okay. Talk to them. Yeah, she wanna know what's going on, all right? So 302-287, talk to Vamp.
What's good, KC? It's Toya.
Hey, Toya.
Hey, KC. Hey, Teddy Bear, all in the corner, quiet.
Yes, I am.
So, you know, number one, I'm not one of those callers that's scared. I ain't scared of shit. This shit is fascinating. I'm over here stuck. I got my ear to my phone like, yes, bitch, tell me more. So, let's get this. Hello, Vamp. How are you tonight?
I'm fine. And yourself?
Oh, honey, I'm chilling. You're making my night tonight. Now, where are you from? Because I never heard of you before they put it up on Twitter.
I live in Baltimore.
All right, you live in Baltimore, so... Okay, so you established that you're a vampire. Excuse me if I make you repeat yourself, but this shit got me all the way in it. I'm like, I never heard of this, and I want to interview her, like, real quick. So, all right, so you're a vampire, correct?
A vampire.
So, okay, so how do you sleep? Like, do you go out in the daytime? Like, how does it work? Is it different from what we see on TV, or?
It's very different, because I'm fine.
Explain to me, because what I know of a vampire is, you know, y'all fight, and y'all can't go outside in the sun, because y'all burn up, and y'all can't do sun and stuff, y'all sleep in coffins and all that stuff. So, all I'm asking for, just explain to me, baby. I'm listening. I'm all ears.
I can go outside. Sun doesn't bother me. It's just sometimes, depending on the rays or how strong the sun is, there are times that it can bother my eyes, which I'm sure it can bother anybody else's. And I can go into church. I love garlic. I put garlic in everything that I eat. I don't sleep in no coffin, of course. That would be crazy. I don't know if any one of them do or not, but me, no. I like my bed a lot.
Wait, you said if any one of them do, so it's more people out there that's like you, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Oh, this is interesting. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. It's very interesting.
But, yeah, it is. And like I said, I don't know if they do coffins or how their setup is or whatever, but... Mm-mm. I like my bed to be enough room for two, so that ain't going to work. But
I barely sleep at night. Like, I'm always up. Like, I can stay up for, like, 4 days at a time and probably crash for a whole day and be back up like it's nothing.
I wish I had your type of stamina. Lord Jesus, I could really go to work. I could go to work after 4 days and really be chilling. That's hot shit. That's real hot shit right there. Okay.
Yeah.
And, like, I mean, so when you find me, are you in a relationship right now?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay, so when you get into a relationship, do you tell this person this? You know, do you give them a choice to whether or not they want to deal with that in their life,
I give people a choice on anything that I have going on with me. I don't hide nothing about myself. Everybody almost here in Baltimore knows about me, or whoever else on my page from different states that are in tune with me or on my page. So I talk about it often. I have a fan page of my vamp lifestyle as well on Facebook, so it's not something that I hide. So, like I said, anybody that comes to me 9 times out of 10 already know. Or if they don't, then, you know, I run everything down to them. So, most of them always stay around. They don't just, oh no, scared and run. Nah, but I'm very picky when it comes to people and dealing with people anyway, only for the fact that I look for things differently in people than what people normally look into others.
Such as?
A person's mind, how they think, how they operate mentally, how they are when they're drunk. I pay attention to everything before I even put myself in a situation. Like,
so do you go off of that of word of mouth, or can you sense that?
No, I do that myself with senses. I don't do word of mouth, period, because, like, people here or people, like, I can't say here, people that know me knows not to come with me with gossiping. They know not to come to me with drama of talk of other people, because I will not engage into the conversation. I will ignore it or tell them to leave it alone or whatever the case may be. I literally don't sit around and talk about nobody. Like, I trained myself mentally with that over the years to become who I am now, because the way people are, it's crazy, like, how people are.
Oh,
like,
you don't have to explain that. That's self-explanatory, actually. People show that every day, so that's no need to explain
exactly.
That. Now, I heard the other callers say you do shows, like I said before, not to be ignorant or anything towards you. I just don't know who you are. I never even heard of you before
that's
today.
Fine.
So what
that's
type
mean,
of shows
I don't expect
do you
everybody
do?
To, I don't expect everybody to know me. I'm not big-headed like that, you know what I mean? So I'm not going to be like, what, you don't know who I am? Like, nah, I don't expect everybody don't know everybody. So that's not something that you wouldn't offend me on that at all. I have club nights every Wednesday, every Sunday, and now we got an after hour every Friday night.
And what does your show consist of?
It's like a regular LGBT party, day parties. I have entertainers, dancers, whatever you want to call them, performers. But, they basically is just positive partying without having to worry about people judging you, having to worry about fights all the time. Like, you might go to a normal club and it's always drama or something. And like I said before, like, I know I can't change everybody or stop everything. So there are times where stuff like that do happen. But the parties that I have are more so to make people be free enough to step out their box compared to you going to a club standing on a wall. Like, my parties are literally where you can basically do what the hell you want and not care whether or not somebody want to try to judge you, because that's not the type of crowd that I pull in. So if somebody wanted to dance in the middle of the floor and get ass naked, that was just there to party. And if they did that, so what? Like,
what?
I don't tolerate.
You said Wednesday, Sunday.
Say it again.
I think you said your shows is on Wednesday and Sunday, because I'm going to make a trip to Baltimore to see your show, and I want to meet you one-on-one.
I
want to really look into your eyes and see you tell me this, and then that's when I'll be like, okay, I'm not a skeptic anymore, because right now I'm just like, okay, all right, I hear you. But, and I don't expect for you to care whether or not I care. It's just, I'm a skeptic as hell. I've never heard of it before. so
okay,
so
that's fine. So when you come in, so when you come and see me,
I can see it.
So when you come and see me, what are you looking for? You want to feel me out?
Again?
You want to know? I said, so when you come and see me, what are you looking for? You want to try to dig deep inside of me to determine whether or not the things that I'm saying to you are true or if they're false? You want to see what type of vibes that you can pick up from me?
No, not at all. I don't want to dig deep into you. I just want you to be able to look at me and tell me everything with a straight face, and then I'm like, you know what? I believe you. I mean, I respect you now because you got balls to really get on the radio and be like, I'm this way and I'm that way.
I don't have no problem with doing that at all.
I respect it.
I don't have no problem with doing that at all. I can even pull you up a couple of people that have witnesses of the things that goes on with me. So I don't have no problem with that at all. I thought
okay,
you were trying to get
people
on.
That's,
I don't have no
but
problem
I
with that.
I will definitely make this trip to Baltimore. I only live in Delaware. I only live an hour and maybe 15 minutes away from Baltimore.
Well, if
so
you want
to
make that drive, you might as well come. If you want
to
make that drive, you might as well come on an after-hour night. So that way you don't have to turn around and drive right back home. Because our regular club nights is from 9 to 2 on Wednesdays and Sundays. But Fridays is from 9 till 5 in the morning.
Mm. And I plan on staying from 9 to 5. I will be there at 8:55 because I plan on having a very
yeah, me too.
Would you please look at Teddy and Casey and know that I'm serious about mine. I will be there. Matter of fact, I don't think I got anything to do this Sunday,
well,
which I like to
Friday,
take a trip on Sunday.
Friday is free all night.
On at the hour. What you scared for? I'm not scared of this shit. I will sit right there. It can be pitch dark, and I'm going to sit right there while she sit right in front of me, and I want to know everything. I'm not scared.
I'm glad.
Scared, not me. This shit is intriguing. I'm fascinated right now.
I'm glad you're not scared because I've actually had a few people that come to my party that are scared of me, that would never look me in my face, they would never shake my hand, like, but they still come out. Like, they literally won't. One person just not too long ago started speaking to me and was able to open up and talk to me.
Oh, no, sweetheart. I'm going to step straight for you. Like, when I come into your club, I'm going to be like, where's she at? I'm going to come straight to your face. Listen to my voice and know that I'm blunt about my shit. I'm not scared
of
nothing. I want to look dead into your eyes and be like, I'm Toya, and I'm the one that spoke to you on the radio, and I'm here.
I'm going to give you the address. You want to write it down?
What's the address? Hold on, sweetheart. Let me get a pen.
The address address is 1577.
Hold on. Let me grab my pen. I heard 1577. Where's my pocketbook at? There we go. 1577.
Ridgely.
Ridgely? Like R-I-D-L-E-Y?
R-I-D-G-L-E-Y.
Okay, so 1577 Ridgely.
Ridgely Street, Baltimore, Maryland.
And I don't even need the zip code because I have family that lives there.
Okay, well, then it's right off of, you know where Russell Street is, about 295?
Yes.
Okay, it's right off of that with that Shell gas station, like you're going towards the stadium.
Yes.
And you're making a right on Bayard. And after you make, well, if you're coming from off of the Beltway, you'll be making a left. Well, there's only one way you can turn onto that anyway. So when you get to Bayard, you're making your right or your left, whichever way you're coming from, and it's going to be right there at the corner. You can't miss it.
Okay, I sure will. If I can't make it this Sunday, I promise you I'll be there next Sunday, and please know I'm coming straight for you. Everybody else
That's
is going to be invisible for me because I'm not there for them. I'm coming straight for you because I want my conversation, and if I have to drive to get it, I'm going to get it from you, and I'm going to stand in front of your face and get it from you. You're not going to scare me.
I like your confidence. I feel your confidence.
My confidence is me.
And that's fine. I like it. We'll see.
Well, we're going to see. The proof will be in the pudding when you see me. But, Casey, I love you guys. Thank you so much, Vamp. I appreciate it, and you'll see me soon. Teddy Bear,
okay.
I'm going to call you later.
Okay.
No getting tongue-tied tonight, okay? Bye-bye.
I'm not.
My God.
All right.
All right. We're going to go down to, a whole lot of people came now. Lord, Jesus. Area code 919-989. Talk to a normal vamp.
Yo, what's good, she's on?
What's good?
Oh, no. How you doing? Hey, C. Teddy.
Hi.
Hey.
You gonna talk tonight,
Hello.
Teddy? Like, really?
She's a winner.
You know who's a winner? You're all fucking winners. There we go.
Winner.
Fucking winners. Ugh. I get on the phone with you, give my stomach a tight cramp. Winners.
No, that's right.
Hello, Ms. Vamp.
How you doing?
I'm quality. How you doing?
I'm wonderful.
Are you enjoying C-Zone?
Just, you know, interesting, you know. I've had others I've done, but this one has been quite interesting, I can say.
Well, any other blog talk he's been on, she's on the best. I can personally say it. I've called a couple and if this is hot soup over here, you with a bunch of winners right now. So a rough. Ham. So we can ask questions?
Ask whatever
yes.
you like.
That's good. That's really, really good.
Okay, how old are you?
I'll be 35,
September 1st.
Mm-hmm. Where do you reside?
Baltimore.
Yes, nice, yes. How does it feel to be a fucking winner?
Everybody is a winner. They just half of them don't know it until they find it.
All right, well, how does it feel to have been someone who has unlocked their winner abilities and is using them, their ability? How does it be a practicing winner? How does that feel?
I see we have a little semi-sarcastic one right here.
That's just how she is. She's
I can feel it. That's only because I'm the same way at times, so I can always see. So, it feels nice to be humble, I guess you could say.
Humble.
Yeah.
Yeah. Humble is good. Humble is great. Humble is all you need to be. But you can't be so humble that you don't realize that she's a fucking winner. You can't be that humble.
I don't do the praising thing too tough, you know. I don't look at myself no less than anybody else, I guess you could say. I just look at myself as being me. How some people might look at me and how they might come at me and say certain things is more so I appreciate that, thank you. But I just all the way around it. I just look at myself as myself. I just be myself.
Well, I have been interested in your culture and the lifestyle that you live. I have not at all practiced, but I have definitely, looked up on it. I'm all into types. I'm not into, like, alternative lifestyles, says the lesbian, right? But, I'm not closed-minded. I definitely go out, search, seek, find, and study shit. So this is really great. Like, do you know who L.A. Banks is? I know that's kind of cliche to ask, but do you fucks with L.A. Banks?
If they have anything to do with rappers, stars, stuff like that, no. I don't pay attention to those type of people.
Oh. Okay, well, you should get up on L.A. Banks. I think that you would like her, considering the lifestyle that you lead. And
Her name is L.A. Banks.
Yes, she's an author, and I think that you would enjoy her writing very much.
Okay. I will have to check that out then.
All right.
It's not that I have to say that because I don't really pay attention to other people, like, and that life, I can say, like, rappers and stuff, I stay away from all that because I have my own life to worry about, so I tend not to. When people tell me these people names, who is that? If it ain't a song that I heard, and be like, oh, okay, but I still want to know the person. That's why I thought it was, like, somebody of, like, that nature, but I'll check it out. I'll see.
Well, also,
L.A. Banks.
Really like promoters.
Something
about them, I think. I really like promoters as well.
Really?
So, yes.
Hello?
Yeah, I think she hung up.
Did she hang
yeah.
up?
Thank
winner.
Yeah, I think so. Hello?
I think she clicked over. Winner. All right, we're going to go down there. You go 646-730. Talk to Abnormal Valve. Oh, my goodness.
Hey.
Hello?
Hello. It's them for the Tape Hop.
Hey.
Hey. I was calling
who
to talk to her. I'm actually hung up because what Toya was talking about, you know, I never heard of anything like that. I was going to run two words by Vamp, and she would have known exactly what I was talking about. Hidden Shadows. That is... Hidden Shadows is a very big family, which is my family up here in New York, which is basically the same lifestyle. Not even basically, it is the same lifestyle as Vamp.
I've heard of it.
Yes, the only thing that we do not do, which I'm surprised, it made me kind of hot when I saw, you know, her picture up on the page, saying that she's going to be talking about it online. That's not something that we really do.
Right, I know.
You know, so I was a little bit surprised. There's some people that don't care, but then again, you know, it's not really something that we joke about, just like our lesbian lifestyle, our gay lifestyle, who we are.
Exactly.
About that, you know what I mean? But much love to her. She's, you know, she's doing her thing, I guess, you know. Hey.
You know, you're talking to her. I'm right here. I didn't hang out.
Oh,
the other
hey,
person
boo.
Did.
Hey.
But no, I was saying, I've heard little things here and there. But like I say,
yeah.
I tend to see to myself.
Right, right.
Like,
there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's been a few that have tried to come, and you know, especially on Facebook. Oh, my God, it's the worst. Who are
mm-hmm.
you? Are you really just way like, why you gotta be trying to drill me like this or trying to recruit
mm-hmm.
me or, like, no. But, I mean, there's a few that I know from up in New York, and like I said, I've heard of that name before, but I didn't
yeah.
really get into, you know, find out much about it because I'm not even sure what I really want to do right now. Like, it's like a side of me that says come and find out more. And then it's like that side of me that's like, if what I want, no, won't hurt me. So.
Okay, so my words to you, because I went through the same awakening that you went through, everything that you mentioned about eating, you know, the meat. I don't eat red meat.
Mm-hmm.
The only time I eat it or crave it, like you said, is when I'm upset, when I'm stressed, like when I'm pissed,
right.
I get to taste the blood in my mouth.
Yeah,
right. I get it all, girl. I'm just like you. I can
right.
smell the blood a mile away.
Yep.
But my words to you on the whole, you know, people coming to you thing, you'll know what is right,
right
for you.
Right.
You
and
don't need to be a part of a family. Hmm?
No, I was going to say, and that's why I never bothered, because the way they come at me is like on some myth, fairy tale type stuff. But we're watching
mm-hmm.
you. We're coming for what? Like, excuse me, who are you? Like, come on, cut me with the bullshit. Like, it's just
right.
crazy.
Right.
It's crazy.
Right. But,
I've actually said that I did want to come and party up there and, you know, check everything out at least once and see how I go from there with it, but I don't really know nobody up there to just come and, you know, want, just because I don't reach out to people, you know what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
I don't really know nobody to even start it, but it's like, I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, that's the one reason to get to know people, to get to the places, and you can just leave them alone. That's how we do anyway.
I know, right? That's why I was like, I don't know what to do. So. It's like that. That's why I said it's like that part of it's like that side is like, go. And then it's like the other part is like, I really want you.
It'll come.
Yeah. Someone
It'll
else
come.
Said that too. You'll determine what you want to do with it later.
Mm-hmm. It'll come.
Yeah.
But I think that's it. That's it.
Well, thank you. Nice talking with you.
You're welcome, honey.
All right.
All right. We're going down to area code 903-262. Talk to Abnormal Vamp.
Hello?
Okay, hold on. Let me. It's not clicking on her. I don't know what's going on. Let me go to the next call to maybe I can get that one working again. There you go. 919-806 Talk to Vamp.
Hello?
Hello.
Okay. I talked to you earlier, but I have a question. Okay, so you know how, like, you do the whole drinking blood thingy, whatever? Okay. Do you ever think about, like, diseases and stuff like that? Like, I know you said that you only dated with, like, a few people, but it's been, like, long-time relationships type stuff. Like, do you ever think, like, damn, this bitch might have some, like, say as far, like, you're drinking blood or whatnot, and in your head,
let me ask you
this
question. What you think? I go around just asking people for their blood?
No. I've been listening since you first started talking.
If you
heard
the whole, I've only done it with two people, and they were people that I was in long-term. No, I'm saying I've just only been with two people in long-term relationships. So the same way how everybody's tested, sure, whatever, you know, same way as if somebody was to go and have sex with somebody else, you wouldn't know, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's really no different, but it's only been done in relationships. And I've had other relationships after those two, but it just wasn't there for me to do that with them. So it's not, it would be something that I do with everybody I come into a relationship with. It's only a certain few, I guess, that I can say the two out of how many girlfriends I had since I've been, let me think about that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, about 5. So out of the 5, I've only been done with 2. So it's not something that I just do if you're my mate. No, it's definitely not. It runs deeper than that.
Okay. I had already got that whole thing. I just want to know about the whole, you know.
So what is the diseases that you're asking or asking about?
I give up. I don't even want to know the answer anymore. I give up. I feel some type of way because I had already got that whole situation. Like, I've been listening. You repeated it like a million times. I had already got that. But I was just wondering, like, man, forget it. Never mind.
No. Go ahead. It's all right.
No, because, like, oh, God. Yeah, I go with that whole no situation. But, I can't, never mind, man. See, I just lost my train of thought. I don't even know how I want to ask the question anymore. I give up.
You sure?
No, I'm not sure, but I'm not going to humiliate myself.
No, I didn't think so.
I'm not going to do it. Oh, man.
All right, let's go to 804-397.
Wow.
Talk to Vamp.
Hey, hello.
Hello.
Hey, honey.
Hi.
I just have one. Can we go get some piercings together?
I'm actually going to repeat that again because I'm going to act like I didn't know. Like, what? Say it again.
Can you go get some piercings together?
Can you what with piercings together?
Go get some together.
Can we go get some together?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Where do you want them at?
I don't know. I want you to get that. I want to go to get some together.
Your phone's breaking up.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want you to do that. Yeah.
Say that again. It sounds like winning.
Okay, I'm going to call them.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, you call 919-989. Talk to Vamp.
What? I'm sorry.
Hello.
I'm sorry. The phone went dead, and I was grabbing one phone from one room to switch it over while one was dying in the middle of a question, and the rest is history. I don't know. Well, I know I do know what happened. I was like, man, they're going to think I hung up. Now you already know. That didn't happen. Now you know for sure. I'm sorry, Ms. Vamp. I was cut off in the middle of my questions.
Mm-hmm.
I really
Mama,
was.
Can you call my mother back and tell them what I'm doing so she can stop calling?
Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Yes, okay, so, like, I know that every woman is multifaceted. I would like not only to ask you questions about the vamp persona, but I do have some questions about your... I do have some... well, because, I mean, because, you know, everybody's 17,000 girls, you know?
I don't mind, but...
Daughters and mothers
just,
and sisters and
yeah.
best friends
yeah.
and promoters and lesbians. This is what I'm interested in. Okay. Okay, now, I live in a town where I am, other than my sister and brother, I am the only lesbian within God. You don't even want to know. So when I get an opportunity to talk and converse with lesbians, I get super excited, so know that. I get super excited. I'm like, yeah, how y'all doing over there in the real world? Can I get some pictures? Y'all want to send me some emails of what's going on? And like, I'm the only one. I stand alone. So you don't have to tell me about being dolo. I stand alone. Okay, I go to church and everything, Bible study, all that. So yeah. Okay. So I get excited. So I'll be milking it. Lesbian status. Okay. Are you a label? Do you have a label?
No, I don't. I deal with femme, dom, whatever. We all are women. I like it. I would love it. Treat it no different than anything else.
Mm-hmm. So, don't have a label. You deal with femmes and studs and doms and non-labels and all that other jazz. On the promotion side, does it ever get to a point to where you seem desensitized? You know, I'm not going to say the word winner again. Yes, I am. What the fuck? Meeting all these damn winners, does it ever desensitize you to meeting winners? Like when you run, because you meet people who pop in. You promote them and you put them out there. You know what I'm saying? Does it ever desensitize
right.
you? Do you ever stop getting starstruck? Because.
Wait a minute. Say that one more time. Say that last part again.
Yeah, like, do you ever not feel in awe of the person that you're in front of? Like, does it ever be like, that's old boy. So we're going to put you on a show and what you call it?
No, I don't never get that way when I deal with people because, like, I try to help everybody. Like, even the lesbians or the gay guys, you know, men that do the rapping or singing, like, whatever it is that they're trying to do, if they come to me, or I might even come to them. I'm always willing to help the next person get on their feet if that's what they want to do. So it's like I don't never get tired of helping. It's just something that I just enjoy doing.
That's what the fuck I talk about. This sounds like some winter shit to me. But okay, so the next question is when you answer it is pure opinion. This is going to be pure, unadulterated vamp opinion right now. I got into, do you feel like the Caucasian LGBTQ is stronger than the African-American as far as making changes?
Of course.
Okay, somebody thick a deal with me. You couldn't tell me. I said, that's what I said. Let's just say that's what I said. Great minds think alike.
Of course they are, because if you actually think about it, just within the people alone, they don't sit there and act a donkey and fight each other like we do. You know what I mean? You rarely ever see that inside the club. What they do when they bump, if they're in a club where other blacks are, what do they do? Oh, I'm sorry. I'll buy you another drink. They don't want no confrontation. They ready to smack them and beat them up and, like, are you serious? They just apologize to you. Why would you go that extra mile when, you know, it wasn't that. So I can't stand it. I really don't. And that's why I try so hard to try to educate everybody to make them see. It's like life ain't about who's bigger, who's badder, or who can beat up who. If you had real friends, they would keep your ass from going to jail. If you had real friends, they would talk some sense into you to make you think otherwise of what your thoughts are. You don't have friends if they're encouraging you or allowing you to do those type of things. You don't.
I hate that the hatage is going on. That's why I fucks with Pooks and DZ and the whole We All We Got thing going on. I really hope it takes off. But I feel like, you know, as far as we could come together as a community, especially a black community, because we are insisting on separating ourselves from the rest of the community.
Exactly.
So
we're the only ones that got all these damn labels. The white people don't have that. What is a stem? A stem comes off of a damn plant. Like, are you serious? What do you mean? Like, this stuff is crazy. And it'd be these little young lesbians doing this stuff. You won't get me with that. I don't know.
I put on what looks good. I fuck who gets me wet. And that's all I can say. So I think it deals
that's
you.
Right.
I fuck you, you know what I'm saying, you get me up, you know what I'm saying, and put down. Whatever gets me up can get you down, you know what I'm talking about. I'll probably have to get that tattooed on me somewhere. Get me wet, that is, if you get me wet, I'll fuck it. Well, I mean, you know, as long as it ain't against the law, nigga, I'm trying to tell you. Oh, God, that's funny. There's also too much information in vulgar, but, you know, I don't get fucked. So that's how that goes. Teddy, Casey, remember I had told y'all I had some good news?
Yeah, good news.
Okay, you remember y'all had y'all little After Dark show when I called in slightly intoxicated and told y'all that I had a Twitter crush?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. How about she hit me up after the show?
Hello.
Okay, oh, my God. Stop yourself. I was like, oh my God, she has hit me up. Now, normally, we usually do tweet after she's on because we're both she's on fans, right? So we usually, but you know, hey, how you doing, girl? I'm good. You heard the show, nigga? Yeah, I did. But, she hit me up, and I don't know, it just felt special. I wanted to tell her right then, but you already know I'm pimp class, so got a pimp. I wanted to say, you mine, bitch. I just wanted to say, I told Casey and Teddy, and they told me to tell you that she's going to get fucked, but that's what I wanted to say, but I didn't. Because she's a class act. You know how that goes. So, yeah, that was the good news.
Well, I'm glad you went through with it. Glad it happened.
Okay. One more question for Ms. Vamp. I promise you can click the end button.
What's that?
Okay. Okay, first of all, next person that call and they tell you that, oh, yeah, the whole blood thing is disgusting and fuck out of here, I would never, and do you bite it and exsanguination and all this other shit, don't tell everybody to call. Don't act like they ain't got their red wings. Don't sit there and act like they ain't got their red wings and their white wings while you fucking around.
The thing with me, because I don't mind their opinion on how they feel, because I know everybody has it. So I can't jump through a defense stage because they feel that way. I just deal with people's personalities as they come to me.
And you said that you also feel people's auras and whatnot, like you feel their energy and... you feel their energy, you feel their aura, you feel what they're giving off. That's like super women's intuition you got going on. Like, have you ever, so I guess being able to feel people's auras, I would assume, would make you non-superficial.
Of course.
Okay.
Not superficial at all.
Because you're feeling people's auras and whatnot. In your personal opinion, is there one group that gives off better vibes than another on a more consistent basis?
What you mean by groups?
Like, have you ever just felt extra good vibes in a certain city or from a certain age group or race or denomination?
No,
you know what I mean?
That don't work like that, because everybody is different everywhere, no matter where they are. So the only way I get vibes like that is from the person in general.
Oh.
I don't feel no groups, and it's, I feel the person. It comes from the person direct.
I fix still, man. I fix still. I do. I fix still. I really do. Like, I really wanted to call in today, and I really am trying my best not to ask too many questions because, I don't know, like, after 5 minutes of being on She's Own, your brain melts out of your ears, and you say something dumb. So I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying? Like, every time I say something, I take a big breath and say, oh, that shit wasn't dumb. Yes, good. So it's like, quiet. Quiet.
Yeah,
I'm trying.
Yeah,
you won't press the button, Casey. You know where this could go, man. You know it's not going
anywhere.
Yeah,
I know. But it's all love, baby.
Press the button. I'm trying to tell you, I could go all night.
You just can go all night. You need to go ahead and put that on YouTube and put a wig on, sing a song, sing that right there. go ahead and make a song out there.
You want to make a song called what?
What you call it? We can go all night. Go ahead.
You want to hear the?
Go all night,
you want to hear my
we'll
new joke?
The winner.
Yeah. You want to do the all I do is win, no matter fucking what remix featuring Casey and Teddy as She's Own fucking winners right now. That's how, because
yeah.
I can't rap, so I could just ad lib. I'm like, these fucking winners right now, nigga, like DJ Khaled, you know? Like, these the motherfucking winners. Me, I could just bust out and shit. Yeah. You know I'm Casey, nigga. Fucking Teddy gonna be quiet in the background by the video. Tell you. They gonna be like, that's Teddy. She ain't saying shit. That's her right there. Damn it.
Yeah,
she's not clicking the button. She won't click the button. Casey, how about bitch hid the phone? That's why I was dead when I found it. I don't know what it is about She's Own, but you are like the devil. Like, I don't understand.
Oh, my goodness. No, we definitely don't want to be the devil. Please.
I know. It's
kind of
because my... I don't know. Kevin Hart said it best. He said, the girls don't like to see you have a good time. I can't wait for this bitch to get back on the plane and go the fuck home. Like, ugh, you don't even know. I'm so... Oh, that was so off topic. Look what you're doing. You're doing it.
Uh-oh.
You're letting me go. Just, and they like, yeah, keep her on two more seconds, Casey. See if you can get her to tell another joke. Look at this shit.
Yeah, tell her the joke. Let's see if Vamba get the joke. Let's see if Vamba
get
the joke.
Oh, fuck my life. Okay. Okay, Ms. Vamp, are you ready?
I guess.
This, I don't even know. FML, God, okay. So you want me to tell the whack one, or you want me to tell my good shit? You want me to tell the one? Because I'll tell the one.
Yeah, tell one of them, man. Hey, man, this is out the shit. This, I don't, all right, I don't
this
know.
What happened. There were these three guys, and they died. And they went to heaven, and God said, hey, there's not enough room today, fellas. And they said, well, how are you going to decide who gets to come into heaven? And then the guy, God was like, well, which one of you guys died the worst death? And the first dude said, well, I thought my wife was cheating on me, so I went home to catch that. I went home to catch her, and I looked all over the house, and I couldn't find anybody. So I went outside on the balcony to get some air, and there was this dude hanging onto my balcony, all sweaty and everything. So I went and I got a hammer, and I smashed his fingers, and he fell into some thorn bushes at the bottom a couple of stories down. Now, he wasn't dead. He was just fucked up. So I went into my kitchen and got a refrigerator and threw it on top of him. And I was so upset that I killed myself. So then the second dude was like, well, I was working out on my balcony, and I fell, but I grabbed onto my neighbor's balcony. This dude comes home and smashes my fingers all up, and then I fall into some thorn bushes at the bottom and break my legs. So he goes into the kitchen and gets a refrigerator and throws it on top of me. And then the first guy looks at the third guy and says, Dad, what are you even doing here? And then the third guy says, well, I was hiding naked in the refrigerator. And wait, the silence got to last longer because Casey said, that's the joke, the silence.
Yeah, the silence is the joke, girl.
You like what?
What?
Excuse me? Like, what did you say? Like, is that the joke?
Right.
That was it. That was the joke. Like, I don't even know. I didn't want to tell it. I would have put
that
out there.
Off the chain.
I was against it. But the silence isn't the real punchline. Like, we don't gave it a new punchline. We can't be doing that. We got to keep to the original punchline. And if it doesn't good, you gotta stop telling it. And I had to stop telling it. I was like, no, because it kills it in the straight community, right? Like, gay people, I haven't had one gay person laugh at the shit yet, right? I don't know if it's a gay, straight thing, but straight people are like, uh-huh, girl, you bugging. Uh-huh. That was, yeah, mm-hmm. But gay people just be like, you know, long breath, like, oh, I don't understand. Like, so he's in hiding and getting in the refrigerator while I was in the fucking refrigerator. Because he was fucking the girl. That's why he was naked and in the refrigerator. That's how he died, fucking his son's wife. And then he died because of the refrigerator. He didn't get away with it. It's like karma's a bitch. It's like a moral to the story and everything. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so did his thing get froze off or something? Or?
Oh, God.
No, he died.
I'm trying to really figure out, you know, how the hell did he die from being in the refrigerator? Because like,
it fell off the balcony. He threw the balcony on the dude with the broken legs, but he didn't know old boy was in the refrigerator. He just threw the refrigerator off GP, and just so happened to get him.
Oh, my goodness.
It wasn't
okay, I got it there.
Naked in the refrigerator. The first guy looks at the third guy and is like, Dad, what are you doing here? And then Dad's like, I was hiding naked in the refrigerator because I was fucking your girl.
Mm-hmm.
And then you killed me
because
you threw me over the balcony.
Over the balcony.
I think it makes it worse. The more you try to explain it, makes it worse. This is for sure. There's no doubt. You ain't got to tell me that. I know that. That's a fact. That's okay, though. It's okay. It's life right there. That was not a winner move. But I was just going to say that. It didn't feel winnery. One more. This is it. On the real. Real shit. Okay. Dude walks into a bar, and he sees a sign, and the sign says, ham sandwich is $4. Blowjobs $10, hand jobs $5. So he's like, oh, that, he checks his pocket. He checks his pocket to make sure he got enough money, and then he go in the bar, right? And then he look around the place. He look for the baddest bitch in the place. He walk up to her. He like, yo, shorty, is you the girl who give the hand jobs? And she was like, yes. And he was like, well, go wash your fucking hands and make me a ham sandwich. Really? So fucking real. That was funny. I could barely get through it. Oh, my God. You can't see me, so I'm going to just say SMH. SMH. Oh, my God. But it's okay. Comedy's not my talent. That's okay, though. I give excellent heads. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, God.
Hell yeah, Gemini 616, excellent head. Woo, Casey. Ooh, I let you do it this time. I just was like, I'm going to just go ahead and let her do it because I know she wants to make me look dumb. So I'm going to just stay on long enough for that.
Well, definitely, we want to thank everybody for tuning in to She's on Radio. We want to thank you, Vam. We want to thank Pimp Class for that awesome joke that had all of us silent and laughing at the same time.
Right?
This thing is definitely about to hang us up. We definitely don't want to do that.
Yeah.
So, we want you back. You already know that, so we can hit the rest of that joke. You know what I'm saying?
And
we definitely thank you for coming on. Teddy, thank you as always. Thank you so much for the support that you give She's On. Definitely, Ms. Vamp, we're going to do a part two of this. We're going to do a part two. So, yeah, cause we still haven't even touched bases on the other stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I'm ready whenever y'all are.
Be looking for me to hit you up probably about a month. About a month,
okay,
we should have. Definitely, I'll be hitting you back up so we can start it. We can start it over and talk about some other stuff too. You know what I'm saying? But that definitely was it was very, very intriguing show. I definitely enjoyed it. Teddy is class. I know she enjoyed it too.
Yes, I'm like so intrigued. Yeah, I want to know more. I'm not scared. I'm not a skeptic. I just want to know more. Like, I was really like focused.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Me too, man.
I mean, y'all know how to write me. Y'all need to know other things, so y'all don't have to wait a whole month from now.
Oh, no, we you know, I'm be in D.C. We in Maryland, Baltimore. I'm be in Baltimore before a month, okay? You hear me? As soon as she right over with, after August 3rd, you will see me, okay?
I'm coming with you.
Exactly. We be up there. We heard you in the background when we were talking to Lucky, and we told Lucky we was going to come up there and support y'all. So definitely.
I would definitely like that. Let me know when y'all come so y'all don't have to pay to get in.
Uh-oh, you like that? That's what I'm talking about, baby.
Buy
one, get one free. Woot! We definitely going to hit up that after our spot. That sounds very nice.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
That's definitely going to be a trip, baby. So we want to come and we want to stay the whole night. It don't matter if we sleep on the dance floor, though.
No, not at all. I know how to wake y'all up.
All right. I might pass out. You know I'm old. I might just pass out with my wig on or something.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah, so we definitely thank you. We definitely thank you for coming on here. About to roll out right now before this thing cut us off, and that'll be very unprofessional.
It's cool. But, yeah, just holler at me. Let me know.
All right, sweetheart. Like I said, thank you. Thank Teddy. Y'all definitely. Matter of fact, can you tell them how to get in contact with you before we go? Because I know everybody wants to know exactly where they can get in contact with you at.
Well, like I said, everything I got is my name on it. Abnormal Vamp. It's all, well, yeah, Abnormal Vamp is my main page. Abnormal Lolita Chase is my second page because my first page I can't add no more people on. Then I have a fan page. It's Abnormal, and the last word, Vamp, is capitalized. That's my fan page where you can go and read notes and stuff like that. And the Twitter is Abnormal_Vamp. Instagram is Abnormal_Vamp. Everything stays the same. Nothing changes about me, personality and nothing.
That's definitely a good thing. That's a great thing, actually.
Yeah.
Look, the person that stay the same always will be respected more. So
yeah,
definitely stay you and be true to you. And don't worry about the haters, baby. Like Cat Williams said, if you ain't got 10 by next week, 10 more additional haters by next week, you're not doing nothing. You're not doing nothing, so you need to get on your pride. But we already know.
Everybody else doing, they could be doing too. Like I always say, your worst enemy is yourself.
Right.
Definitely.
Get
back up with me. All right. And I'll see it from y'all soon. Let me know when y'all coming down the party.
All right. We definitely let you know that.
Yes. And I'm supposed to, I'm supposed to get back with you with that. Yeah.
All right. Oh, sure. She's not the show or nothing. She's not going down the 7th, so,
okay.
You know. That is so
you rather do the after hour? I would rather y'all do the after hour instead of the 9 to 2 spot, probably, then, right?
Yeah, I mean, we ready to win.
Because, instead of driving down just to turn right back around type of thing. I mean, it's up to you. It don't matter. Shit, y'all come every day and I go like it.
that's the thing. See, Friday's definitely a good day for me. Friday would be a wonderful day for me because I'd be doing the workload here and all that. But Fridays, I'm more open. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the after hour spot. So I guess Sundays are good. Look, listen to me. We are only an hour and some away from each other. I can make it up there and still be back here before the birds start chirping. You hear me?
Well, no,
I'm
nice.
So No day is a bad. Just feel like no day is a bad day. But that the after hour will probably be a lot better. That'd be a lot better.
All right. Yeah, I'll be in contact with you.
All right.
All right, honey. Thank y'all for having me.
Thank you so much for coming on.
All right.
All right. And ladies, if you are going through a financial trouble right now, look, I'm here to tell you God got you. My bro Q got this very awesome company going on right now where it's a $1,200 sign up bonus. Did you hear me? I don't think y'all heard me correctly. Which means you sign up with her to be an employee of her business, she will give you a $1,200 sign up bonus, meaning no more financial stress. So look, y'all need to hit up this website. Y'all better hit up. Don't make me get the belt, okay?
Oh, I'm sad. Don't do it.
www.position.yourself. Position yourself. .info. Y'all definitely need to hit her up because she's trying to make sure that you have a wonderful financial background, and it also would be good for your credit too, so you always can write it down on your resume. And she's also giving away free cell phone service for the rest of your life. So come on now, free cable, free lights, and all that. Y'all need to hit that website up. If you did not hear me properly, y'all know how to reach me on Facebook, y'all know how to reach me on Twitter, tag, all those other great downlink. Yes, I do still have a downlink. Do not judge me.
You too?
Yes, man. But another person I want to get y'all into on too is Miss Unique. She's an awesome, awesome writer. She's a lesbian writer, and she really want to connect with you. So, you know, I want to give y'all her information as well. www.facebook.com/UNIQUE Inside, INSIDE, Poetic and Beautiful Outside. So that's facebook.com/UniqueSide, Poetic and Beautiful Outside. So y'all definitely hit her up as well. Ladies, it has been awesome. Teddy, you're awesome every night. I love you.
Love you too, man.
She's on I Love You Tomorrow. Y'all ladies are big on Mixed Boy, right? Y'all love Mixed Boy. I can hear y'all in the background now. Woo-hoo! Y'all big on Submissive, the lesbian dancers. And Pain, the lesbian dancers, they will be on She's On Radio 2. No, they will be here Thursday. Everybody don't kill me. They will be here Thursday. But the people that bring them to you will be here tomorrow. They're called Radar R Entertainment. So y'all definitely hit up tomorrow. And Wednesday we have Sia. Yes, and next Thursday, I don't know if I told y'all, Miss Nastasi from Bad Girls Club, New Orleans, will be in the building next Thursday. So y'all definitely do not want to miss the show. Okay? So, I love y'all. Get at me on Twitter, @KCVIHZone. Facebook, /JUSZKC. Teddy, tell them how to get in contact with you.
Y'all can get in contact with me on Twitter, @TeddyHarris3, and on Facebook.com/Bishop1983. Get at me.
All right. Love y'all, SheZone. Definitely will hit y'all up tomorrow. Don't be late. 10:45 guarantees your spot. Tomorrow's going to be a packed show. I'm going to let you know now. Okay? So, y'all have a good night.